Hello, everyone, and welcome back to PolishPod101.com. This is Upper Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 14. You should read this famous Polish book. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Marzena.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to express frequency.
This conversation takes place at the library.
It's between Tom and Jane.
The speakers are friends, so they will be using informal Polish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Czytasz książki?
Pewnie.
Jak często?
Czytam książki codziennie.
Jestem pod wrażeniem. Lubisz polskie czy zagraniczne książki?
I jedne, i drugie. Teraz czytam Sapkowskiego.
Pożyczysz mi, jak skończysz?
Nie ma problemu.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Czytasz książki?
Pewnie.
Jak często?
Czytam książki codziennie.
Jestem pod wrażeniem. Lubisz polskie czy zagraniczne książki?
I jedne, i drugie. Teraz czytam Sapkowskiego.
Pożyczysz mi, jak skończysz?
Nie ma problemu.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Czytasz książki?
Do you read books?
Pewnie.
Sure.
Jak często?
How often?
Czytam książki codziennie.
I read books every day.
Jestem pod wrażeniem. Lubisz polskie czy zagraniczne książki?
I'm impressed. Do you like Polish or foreign books?
I jedne, i drugie. Teraz czytam Sapkowskiego.
Both. Now I'm reading Sapkowski.
Pożyczysz mi, jak skończysz?
Will you lend it to me when you finish?
Nie ma problemu.
No problem. What was that Polish name from the dialogue again?
Oh yes, it was Andrzej Sapkowski.
Who is he?
He is one of the most popular Polish fantasy writers.
Are his books available in other languages?
Yes, they were translated into 15 languages, including English, Spanish, French, Russian, German, and more.
Are any of his books really famous in Poland?
Definitely the series called The Witcher, which in Polish is Wiedźmin. It's his best-selling series to date, and probably every Pole knows this title, even if they haven't read it. It's a collection of short stories that take the reader on an adventure. What's very interesting is it was influenced heavily by Slavic mythology.
So, if you're a fan of adventure fantasy books, you should definitely check it out. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
czytać.
To read.
Czytać. Czytać.
Next.
Często.
Often.
Często. Często.
Next.
Codziennie.
Every day.
Codziennie. Codziennie.
Next.
Książka.
Book.
Książka. Książka.
Next.
Wrażenie.
Impression. Sensation.
Wrażenie. Wrażenie.
Next.
Zagraniczny.
Foreign.
Zagraniczny. Zagraniczny.
Next.
Pożyczać.
To lend. To borrow.
Pożyczać. Pożyczać.
And last.
Kończyć.
To finish.
Kończyć. Kończyć.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Marzena, what's our first word?
It's zagraniczny.
Which means foreign.
It's a masculine adjective. If you need a feminine form, it's zagraniczna. And neuter is zagraniczne.
Let's hear them again. Listeners, repeat after Marzena.
Zagraniczny. Zagraniczna. Zagraniczne.
Can you give us a sample sentence?
Of course. Here's a simple one. Nie lubię zagranicznej muzyki.
Meaning, I don't like foreign music.
Other words and phrases that are related to zagraniczny are the noun zagranica,
meaning abroad or foreign land,
and za granicą,
which literally means behind the border, but in more natural English is abroad.
The next word we will talk about is wrażenie,
which means impression or sensation.
There is a very common phrase that makes use of this neuter noun. Być pod wrażeniem.
Meaning, to be impressed with.
For example, jestem pod wrażeniem twojej pracy.
I'm impressed with your work.
Another phrase with the noun is robić na kimś dobre wrażenie.
Meaning, to make a good impression.
Or the opposite, robić na kimś złe wrażenie.
Meaning, to make a bad impression.
If you want, you can replace dobry or zły with another appropriate adjective.
More examples of those, as well as sample sentences, can be found in the lesson notes, so be sure to check them out. Now it's time to move on to the grammar. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to express frequency.
In lesson 10, we talked about adverbs of frequency. Listeners, do you remember? In this lesson, we will use different words.
What are those words?
Let's start with codziennie, which ends with an ie.
And it means every day.
It derives from the adjective codzienny, which sounds similar but ends with a e.
And it also means every day, but in an adjective sense.
If you put it in a sentence, it will look like this. Codziennie czytam książki.
Meaning, I read books every day.
Another way to talk about frequency are phrases like co wieczór, meaning every evening, and co noc, meaning every night. As you heard, this starts with the same word, co.
And in this case, it can be translated as every.
You can put it together with the names of the days of the week or months. For example, co miesiąc,
meaning every month.
Co piątek,
meaning every Friday.
If we put it in a sentence, it will go like this. Co dwa lata jeżdżę na wakacje za granicę.
Every 2 years, I go on holiday abroad.
Another way you can talk about frequency is with the pronoun każdy,
which literally means every.
And you can use it with words about the time of the day. But a very important thing to remember is that they have to be in the genitive form. For example, każdego ranka,
meaning every morning.
Here it is in a sentence. Każdego ranka wychodzę z moim psem na spacer.
Every morning I go for a walk with my dog.
There is one more variation with the word każdy. When you combine it with a day of the week, all the forms have to be in the accusative case, and the pronoun w has to be added. For example, w każdą niedzielę,
meaning on every Sunday.
Now in a sentence. W każdą niedzielę moja rodzina je razem obiad.
Every Sunday, my family eats dinner together. Listeners, looking for a cheat sheet to memorizing Polish vocabulary?
Have you checked out our video vocab series?
These themed video lessons combine visual cues with the voices of native speakers.
Just another effective method of learning and retaining thousands of vocabulary words.
Go to PolishPod101.com,
click on the Video Lessons tab,
and hit play.
It's that easy.
But don't take our word for it.
Try it for yourself at PolishPod101.com.
Well, that's all for this lesson.
Make sure to check the lesson notes for more sample sentences and information about the word każdy.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Cześć!
Czytasz książki?
Pewnie.
Jak często?
Czytam książki codziennie.
Jestem pod wrażeniem. Lubisz polskie czy zagraniczne książki?
I jedne, i drugie. Teraz czytam Sapkowskiego.
Pożyczysz mi, jak skończysz?
Nie ma problemu.